3.
Second day on the program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. 22nd of November, a Friday. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. My name is Scott Hennon. The Freedom Club warrior, Mark Skogerbo, also known as Mark the Freedom Poet, host of the Common Sense Club every week afternoon from 2 until 5 is here as well. And we begin each and every morning in this hour running through the news headlines, welcoming your calls, questions, comments, input. That's what this program is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Telephone numbers to join us, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Two thoughts on my mind today, Mark. How are you?
I'm pretty good, although I have to remembering the somber day 50 years ago when I was at Concordia College, when we heard the news that the president had been shot, and hearing people scream, you know, went out of the boys' dorm and people sobbing, cursing, somber. It was a dark day. I felt like America was rattled to its very core.
That's actually one of the things that was on my mind that I wanted to start chatting about here today. And I am 49 years, just turned 49 years of age here moments, of, you know what, in the last month. A month ago today, as a matter of fact. And so I was obviously not around for Kennedy's assassination. I've always been fascinated by it, mostly because my dad used to tell me stories about that day. I watched a CNN special last night, and I've long since dismissed the idea of a conspiracy. And I'm not one really to spend much bandwidth on conspiracy theories. So I'll tell you, I just sort of knee-jerk, don't instantly gravitate. But the CNN special did a pretty good job of you know, having both sides there, where you sort of, you know, go back and forth and wonder. But first of all, to remember that day 50 years ago, I think is fascinating because, you know, it just was a punch in the gut to America, wasn't it?
It was amazing. And people have to remember that remember, he was the first Catholic that ever ran for president. So there was all kinds of challenges to everybody's degree of bigotry or not bigotry or ecumenical or not. But his post approval ratings right after inauguration day were 72%. The glamour of he and his wife captivated the world.
Now, how would you compare how you felt that day 50 years ago with, say, 9/11?
It was much different. I didn't feel we were under attack. 9/11, I was working in Norm Coleman's office. I was paid staff for him as he was running for Senate, and I was there from the very beginning and tried to help. It was very intense. In fact, I had to speak to Norm Coleman. He was grounded in Detroit, and I told him to take a rent a car because there'd be no airplanes for a while. But I felt that was much more cataclysmic. This was more a singular and very focused and specific a sorrow, where you saw the president's wife Jackie right next to him. You know, it was less, more of a nameless attack on all America on 9/11, but the shooting of the president was a very singular outrage.
One of the questions we have for our audience today is you know, on the conspiracy theories as well, and you know, the Warren Commission and I guess the overwhelming amount of evidence out there from an official perspective is that, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, right, from the Texas Book Depository building. And our question is simple: is that normal or is that nuts to think that that Oswald acted alone? Did you find yourself getting wrapped up in, you know, why did Jack Ruby kill Lee Harvey Oswald? Was it to silence him? Was this a communist plot? Was this the mob? Was, you know, J. Edgar Hoover involved? What was your take there?
Well, you know, there was the Bay of Pigs connection. Harvey Oswald had been, he had some Cuban relations. I think his wife was. He'd been in Moscow, was probably a communist. The fact that Ruby killed him so quickly Ruby having a fatal disease and didn't last long. It seemed like it was bigger than Oswald even at the time. And, you know, the evidence that they've recently released that were in archives, the forensic evidence and the other bullet, it makes it a very powerful case for two shooters. And, you know, I don't think we'll ever know, because now it's 50 years down the road. But I've always felt that it was bigger than Oswald.
And so my question is, you know, and I haven't. I've always thought it was Oswald. And, you know, for one, the Warren Commission, how, if to go down the trail of it was bigger than Oswald, what would the, I mean, literally Earl Warren at the time, revered, right? I mean, and you had Senator Russell there, who was kind of a political, you know, foe of his. I mean, you had really kind of an esteemed panel for the time. Do you think they just didn't dig deep enough? They were looking to whitewash this thing? Or if in fact, it was bigger than Oswald, why wouldn't the Warren Commission have unearthed that?
Boy, you know, those are hard questions. Most people that are from the other side, like the guest we had on the program here, believe that they acted in haste. It was a painful chapter. They wanted to move on. They wanted to lock up a lot of the evidence, which has been recently released, and they acted in it was precipitous. It was for a political reason rather than an investigative reasons. And I don't know. It's, to get into the motives of people is the hardest thing to do in politics, especially 50 years ago.
You know, the CNN special last night was making the case that that is when distrust of government really was born. You know, where you know, there was so many people that did not believe that, you know, the Oswald theory, and then to have sort of the establishment say, no, this is how it happened, this is what happened, that really that's when the seeds of great distrust of the government began, which, by the way, I don't think is unhealthy. I mean, I don't think you should just, you know, isn't that what makes us different, to give us all our, you know, our own view of and pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? So I don't necessarily think distrust of government is a bad thing.
That's very interesting. 40,000 books have been written about him. One commentator said probably more than that number of schools and public venues have been named after him. And a lot of people felt that the thing about it was there was an elegance, even in spite of all of the other whispers and the character issues that swirled around in the background. But he and Jackie looked like royalty.
They did, and I must say, there's a part of me that, and today's not the day to go into this in depth, but there's a part of me that wonders, knowing what we now know about JFK, why does he still hold such a place of reverence? I mean, he did have some real character flaws. I mean, he was the president of the United States cheating on his wife, obviously at a time when, you know, that stuff was sort of hush-hush, which is why but she knew about it, he knew about it, now we all know about it, yet we still revere him. Is that because we all have flaws, or is it because we want to suppress the truth?
Well, you know, an awful lot of the bad of a man dies with him, and the good lives after. And he said the eternal words of ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. He stood against taxes, said there's no way we can stimulate growth by raising taxes. That he was very fiscally conservative, cut taxes. Many people, in fact, Krauthammer even suggested this morning that he thought that JFK would be a Republican were he alive today. He was, you know, he stood up against the Soviet Union ultimately after he took full blame for the Bay of Pigs fiasco, and then the stare down over the missiles in Cuba, 90 miles away from Florida. He was regarded as a strong man, as a leader, as a visionary, and people have decided to focus on that rather than his foibles.
Question is, if you, like Mark, remember that day, and you remember just people flat out wailing, huh? That's what you remember about it?
Screaming and wailing.
As the news spread all across the Concordia campus.
Yeah, and you know, we didn't have a lot of Catholics there, but we had, but it was just, even then a pretty liberal campus, but this was way beyond politics. And the thing about, you know, you being of a Catholic tradition, there's Irish Catholic, there's ethnic Catholic enclaves in America that were in absolute horrified grief as they felt that Kennedy was the leader of their Klan. It was a big deal.
So curious if you know anybody in our audience want to share recollections of that day 50 years ago and what they remember of it, and also you know what you believe on ultimately whether Oswald acted alone or whether there was some grander conspiracy. You can weigh in at 855-200-1776. The other thing on my mind is these knockouts. And, you know, I'm troubled with our culture. And I think this knockout hysteria is a prime example. We'll talk a little more about it at the bottom of the hour, get some more on sports. I'm in Minot today, by the way, and Shanley and Stanley won. My predictions for the winners of Class A and B in the state volleyball tournament in Minot are still holding up. Shanley and Stanley, more on that bottom of the hour with Mark. Steve Bachman and I will talk about the program next.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
It's here, the odor-free guarantee from StopSmellNow.com, a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. If you've got stink, if you've got an odor problem, StopSmellNow.com has come to the rescue with this provisional patent on their odor cure. It's an odor medicine, so it's gone. Cigarette or smoke smell, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or a freezer. They guarantee it, folks. If the odor isn't removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter. It's getting cold outside. They want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated now so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And get a load of this deal. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off every product you order. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon, set to go statewide with K-Fire 550, KLTC in Dickinson, KCJB in Minot, along with the two stations you're listening to now, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo. I was listening to 1090, The Flag, in Minot yesterday, up and down Highway 83. By the way, Minot is nuts. Minot is officially nuts. It is, to spend, you know, a few days here, you really get a sense of Highway 83 yesterday from Minot State University to Highway 2. Okay, we're staying at the Sleep Inn, so we just cross Highway 2 and come that way. Like a half hour drive. And I think obviously the weather condition, I mean, the weather was fine yesterday, but obviously the impacts from the snow the night before, the roads were still slick. And so that impacted it a little bit. But just the sheer volume of traffic, unbelievable. Going to have to ask the mayor about that today. Because I get the sense Minot is busting at the seams. You know, we had Bob Hale on yesterday kind of saying, we've overbuilt and there's not that many people here. And, you know, I beg to differ. I see a Minot that is just absolutely booming.
I think Minot's still, part of the problem is Minot's still trying to recover from the flooding that they had. Minot would have been fine as far as the growth from the oil boom, but it wasn't that long ago last year. If I remember correctly, it was about 9 months. There was actually a no-travel order with the Minot Air Force Base due to the fact that there was no housing. Offside of the base, there was no housing for base personnel. So there was a no-travel order. If you got assigned to the Minot Air Force Base, you couldn't bring your family until either you lined up or housing became available on base. And I believe that was about 9 months out on most cases. So huge impact due to the flooding in Minot with about 450 houses taken out of the market.
Amazing. By the way, guests on the program today will be the mayor of Minot, Kurt Zimbelman. We'll talk about you know, how they're dealing with the oil boom, how they're recovering from the flood, plans for downtown development, the new schools, and get his take on a number of topics that have been in the news. Welcome your calls for him, too. Minot Executive Director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Wendy Howe, will be here. And they added a lot of hotels and a lot of activities going on in Minot as a result of all the added infrastructure. We'll talk about that. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has a new book called Unintimidated, A Governor's Story and a Nation's Challenge. And he has a lot of suggestions on a better way for America going forward. So we're going to chat with Scott Walker about that today on the program. So we got a few guests, but in the meantime, we'll do our usual normal or nuts survey. Do you think it is normal or nuts to believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of John F. Kennedy 50 years ago today? What do you think, Stu?
I think it's normal until the conspiracy theories have been out for so darn long, but I think it's completely normal until there's definitive proof that is uncovered. In the meantime, I think it's normal that he acted alone.
That's a good point. I mean, even if there was a effort to suppress things that would indicate this thing had been others, had been more than one shooter, by now, you know, and we have new technology, we have new, and I know there's some people that look at the bullets and suggest the angle of this and the angle of that, but I would think we would, if in fact it was a conspiracy, and there were multiple shooters and there was somebody besides a kook in Lee Harvey Oswald involved, we'd know by now, and we'd know definitively, and have unearthed a smoking gun. I tend to agree with you.
After we're discussing 50 years, I mean, if there was a smoking, no pun intended, somewhere, then after 50 years, you would think it would have been uncovered, especially with the strides in media cycles and investigative reporting and everything else. Something would have turned up.
I'm hoping some in our audience today will take a moment to share what they remember of that day 50 years ago. Obviously, it takes someone with a little more gray in their hair than you and I, although I have my fair share, but I was not yet born. On November 22nd, 1963, so I was about, still a dream in God's eye, as we say, and not born till the following October. But I'd love to hear folks' recollection of that day and what they remember about that event, and also just what you believe on the motives behind it. I mean, why is something I guess never really answered, right? Because Lee Harvey Oswald was knocked down by Jack Ruby, so you didn't get any sense of the why. He obviously had some extreme connections, so you wonder about that. But anyway, want our listeners' take on that. I also want to spend a little time on the knockout game. We're going to talk about this more in a moment. Are you still there, Steve? Yeah, I think we lost Steve. Heard his connection drop there. I want to talk a little about the knockout game and mostly what it means for the culture. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And also we have a new rule in the United States Senate. And we have two North Dakota senators that have voted on this, one Senator Hovind against, and one Senator Heitkamp for. And so we're gonna talk about the White House and the United States Senate thinking it's okay to change Senate rules that have been around since Thomas Jefferson. Do you think that's normal or nuts, Steve?
I think it's a little nuts, although with the way that conferees have been held political hostage, and I don't think the system has, there's been political gamesmanships on both sides over the last couple decades, a decade for sure, about appointments for administrations. And to me, it's come down to hostage taking. Well, we don't like what you're doing as an administration, so we're going to hold this conferee as a political prisoner. Both sides have done it.
First of all, you're right. Both sides have done it. It's a tool, though. It's a tool. The Senate rules were designed to do that, give the Senate a check on the executive branch.
The tool to me is to make sure that there's a viable candidate for that position. What's happened over the last decade or so is it's become more of a tit for tat. Well, we don't like what you're doing somewhere else, so we're going to hold this individual that you're trying to appoint to this position political hostage. We're going to play games. It was designed to make sure that you have the best individual for a position in place, but that's not what it's become. That's not what the spirit of the way that was made has been played out over the last 10 years or 15 years.
What is interesting is obviously by doing this, and you're right, both sides have used the tool without question. My point is the tool goes back to Thomas Jefferson. So Harry Reid thinks he knows better than Thomas Jefferson now. That scares the daylights out of me. On the other hand, Harry Reid and the Democrats won't control the Senate forever, right? And there won't be a Democratic president forever. So, a Republican president in the future is going to have the benefit of getting his nominees approved that much quicker.
Mitch McConnell said it. It's like, it's going to come back around. Careful what you wish for because you got it. I think the biggest issue down the road is going to be Supreme Court nominees. That's always been the hang-up from the other side of the aisle where Democrats have drugged their feet on getting conservative judges in place, where they've used it as a big tool to eliminate some of those more conservative judgeships.
Let us know what you think, folks, at 855-200-1776 on those topics and more.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Friday. This is What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 855-200-1776. Want to get a comment in, press 1. And you leave your comment. Give us your recollection of this day 50 years ago. What you remember of it. And or any of our other questions. Is it normal or not to think J. Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of John F. Kennedy? One of our questions. Is it normal or nuts that the Minnesota Vikings are starting Christian Ponder at quarterback this weekend, with Coach Leslie Frazier saying he gives them the best chance to win? Is it normal or nuts for Harry Reid to go nuclear? I think we could just flat out ask, is Harry Reid normal or nuts? And who's right on that vote? I want to talk about this knockout game a little bit. Mark, what's a knockout game? Can you describe it for folks? And by the way, for the first time I heard about this last night. Is this just now exploding? I happen to be watching Fox News Channel, or has this been going on for a while?
It's been going on for a while. Actually, back in the drug culture days, back in the 60s, I lived in a dollar a night place in Minneapolis after I quit college to go to Vietnam and failed my physical. Kind of scrambled for a while, and I remember talking to a guy that called this very game blindsiding, and he thought it was really funny. He was a heavy drug user. He liked to walk up, hit people, come beside them, knock them out, and take their money. He thought it was really funny.
Okay, so I understand that the game, when we call the knockout game, the idea is to punch someone so hard that you knock them out with one punch.
Right, but you surprise them, too. It's totally, you come up beside them, and it's completely blindside them, and just boom.
Yeah. I'm reading a story about a woman, 60 years of age. This happened on Monday night. She was attacked, and then she fired shots into the crowd of teens that assaulted her. Her name is Beulah Montgomery. She was walking home after purchasing lottery tickets when she says a group of teens, seven of them, approached her. She initially thought they were going to attempt to steal her purse, but says she was instead hit by one of the individuals as a second attempted to hit her. That's when she grabbed her gun. All I could feel was pain, and I said to myself, I made it to 60. I want to at least see 61. And then I started praying, and I asked the Lord to guide my hands. Montgomery says she then reached into her purse and shot in the direction of the teens, and they started to flee. However, two of them didn't make it without being hit.
How wonderful.
She's a member of the local neighborhood watch, said she always carried a gun after being mugged once before. She says it's a shame you can't walk through your own neighborhood where you were supposed to feel safe without being assaulted and mistreated. purchased a gun hoping I would never have to use it, but I'm glad to still be in the land of the living. Police have not yet charged her, but she was detained and later released. So they evidently are contemplating charging this woman. Can you believe that?
Well, she should be given the Freedom Award instead of giving it to Oprah for being accusing anybody that disagrees with Obama Nation as racist. She got a Freedom Award.
So in there, yeah, good point. In this case, we've got an unsuccessful knockout game then, right? So in other words, they punched, it didn't work, and tried to punch second time, then she is obviously still cognizant enough to, thankfully, grab her gun and defend herself.
Yep.
But what does it say about our culture? That this is a game. And evidently on the rise, right? This is just some isolated incidents.
I was thinking about back to then, back in the 60s when I heard about this happening, this blindside thing. It would never have, even those desperate druggies would never have hit a woman. So it's taken another turn. It starts in deep disrespect. It starts in not honoring your father and your mother. A lot of times, these kids don't even have a father in the home, but we've taken the Ten Commandments and the respect for authority, respect for your elders out of our culture. It's disrespect at the deepest level.
Yeah, unfortunately. It is... I think an indication of just that, of a lack of respect. You know, I was going to say a lack of love, because you're supposed to love your neighbor, right? But obviously there's no love here, so certainly love is missing. But even just basic, simple respect for a fellow human here. And so the blindside thing you talk about from years ago was the idea of knock somebody out so I can steal their money.
Right.
Right. They don't see me coming, I knock them out. Is the knockout game just to see whether you can knock them out in one punch, or are these people still robbed?
No, the game is just knock them out, giggle, and run away. One blow, boom.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, that's nuts, is what that is. That's flat out nuts, in my view.
I really have been thinking about all of this extremely antisocial behavior of a lot of young people that are, you know, flipping off their teachers and all of the real bullyism that has nothing to do with sexual persuasion, but just really ugly meanness. I think there needs to be very strident camps. Literally, there needs to be places for these bad, bad kids to go and realize that just is not acceptable. It can't be acceptable in our society, and there has to be a place where there's not video games and not good food and not, you know, there. I believe they should go to some kind of a camp and learn respect and have serious parole where they have to be mentored and then mentor, because we've got to get aggressive about this. This is a major league breakdown of our culture, and it starts in the home and then the schools.
And I would argue that it comes from a lack of love, right? I mean, they're trying to
right.
fill some empty hole, right? Whether it's 9 million piercings or, you know, defacing yourself in some extreme way, you know, I'm not talking about a little tattoo in the back of the calf, but I mean, this idea that you're covered from head to toe with tattoos or, you know, as you say, you know, the meanness that would derive from a game like this, it's, why is this happening? That's my question. I want to shout that from the mountaintop. Why? And I think you're right. I think at the crux of this is just a lack of love. There is, you know, people crying out. You don't do this unless you are hurting in a big way.
I think all pro dads is really important. I think big brother, big sister. I think church outreach. I think people need to know who's in their neighborhood, and pay particular attention to the young, adolescent, pre-adolescent people, because that's when they're pivoting. From the fifth grade to the eighth grade, huge pivots happen in character and attitude oftentimes.
Get out of your box a little bit, too. I think we all need to, you know, reach out and stretch out a little bit, because, you know, anybody in that camp is crying out for help. So maybe you're going to be the person that's going to smile at them rather than scowl at them, that's going to make a difference, you know. Because my tendency is just to say, just shake my head in disgust. But that's not going to improve the situation at all. So anyway, we better get to some sports here. Steve Hallstrom is going to join us in the next segment, give us a preview of Steve Sports Saturday and tomorrow's program. So I want to make sure we check the sports box here a little bit. Anything of note, Mark?
Well, first I want you to give us a recount of the big Shanley victory.
Shanley did win. They didn't play their best game, but that's probably all right to have a little bit of rust to get going, get things cranking. But they did win in the end, and they'll play Jamestown today. And Jamestown's red hot too. So this is probably the championship game in the state volleyball tournament tonight, Mark.
Oh, really? Is this the semis? Or is this a quarter? How many teams made it?
Where's my brackets? So they're 8 each side, A and B. Mm-hmm. All right. So if Shanley wins tonight, then they'll be in tomorrow night's championship game. So this is the semi tonight.
But Jamestown and them are the two best teams.
They are. Yep. They're the best. They're the two best teams in Class A. Stanley was red hot. They played Thompson yesterday and really manhandled Thompson, no pun intended, since it's girls volleyball. But it was tough. The other thing that was going on is the star player for the Shanley Deacons had the flu yesterday. So that made things a little bit difficult. She was still great, but she didn't have her usual kind of just zip. So anyway, it'll be fun to watch tonight and keep going there. So it's a fun tournament. Volleyball's a blast to watch. I love it. Not just because our daughter plays, but.
And I love the way the girls get so enthusiastic. I love watching girls basketball and sports because, first, I was actually a girls basketball coach, and I've never seen, and they cry. You know, sometimes they just start to cry, and I didn't know what to do with it. But it's very, very emotional and very intense. And the range. It seems like the range from highs to lows to girls' teams seem to be higher to me in general, where their best and their worst were farther apart than a lot of boys' teams. Maybe I'm wrong or being a chauvinist, but that's just something I noticed.
By the way, the power went out last night at the Dome for the late games, and so they started the last game at 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Can you believe that? I mean, it was like a Super Bowl moment. Anyway, St. Mary's... the Saints won last night. Stanley won. Northern Cass won. Who else? Stanley, I told you about one. So the big game tonight in Class A will be two big games. You got Stanley, obviously, and then you have in the Class B side, and then you have Jamestown and Fargo Shanley. So we'll keep you posted on all of that. Anything else quickly on your front, Mark?
Yep. Kirilenko's coming back to the Wolves tonight with the Nets. $190 million payroll, including Kevin Garnett, are coming back. So the Wolves, but the Wolves, they got Kevin Martin and Corey Brewer with the $10 million they saved from offloading Kirilenko. So I think they came out the best for that. Very interesting game tonight. The Nets versus the Timberwolves in Minneapolis.
Steve Hallstrom will join us when we come back. We'll tell you about Steve Sports Saturday and give you a little preview of what's going on there. And it's, by the way, still a little chilly out here. Chilly everywhere. And that will improve a little bit as we get later into the weekend. 12 degrees and cloudy in Minot at this very hour. Cloudy and 12 in Fargo as we speak. And Tioga cloudy and 10 degrees. Grand Forks snow showers 18 degrees at this hour. It's cool. And as far as our forecast, here's what we're looking at. On the eastern end of the state, you can expect some snow showers today, and temp will be at about 18 degrees, low tonight, minus 9, 12 tomorrow, Sunday 32, Monday 32, with not much in the way of a precip. So we're going to warm up a little bit after a cool couple days here in the patch. 10 degrees right now, and that'll be about the high. 19 tomorrow, then warming up again Sunday and Monday as well. 15 below tonight, though, so it's going to be cold again tonight.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
When is the last time you really relaxed? I'm talking total relaxation. For me, it was at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. My wife and I, our entire family, absolutely love it. The setting is incredible. It's Norman Rockwell-like in beautiful downtown Walker, Minnesota. The resort, again and again, named one of Minnesota's top premier resorts for all their amazing amenities. Every detail, just absolutely incredible. The condo's amazing. Got a big group. They can take care of you. 502 restaurant is fabulous. They have the Chase's bowling alley, family reunions, events. They got you covered. And in November, they have a spa special. The Comprador Aveda Spa is a place you'll really relax. Get a load of this deal. An amazing midweek spa offer, one night's lodging, and your choice of a 30-minute massage, manicure, or pedicure for rates starting as low as $89 per night. Call 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now. 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com. Ask them about the Thanksgiving family package and the Griswolds Christmas vacation package, too, at Chase on the Lake.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Steve Holcomb joins us, host of Steve Sports Saturday. You hear it every Saturday morning from 9 until 11. It's great sports talk. It's local. It's fun. There's a Spirit of Sports segment that is just the best. Can't miss radio every Saturday. Steve, nice to have you back. How's it going?
Good morning, Scott. Doing great. How are you today?
Fantastic. All fired up for Steve Sports Saturday tomorrow. And what you got planned?
We got a good show tomorrow. I'm really excited. We're going to take a look back at the Concordia football season again. They finished in the top 25, but missed the 32-team playoff just because of the way the brackets shape up. So we'll wrap up the season with Terry Horan. We've also got Brian Shawn from North Dakota NBC Sports Network, and he'll be in. He's the play-by-play voice of NDSU men's basketball and football. And so there's a lot going with both teams these days, so we'll visit with him as well. We're also going to have Jill Perovich from Gopher Illustrated to talk about Minnesota's big football game with the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow. And we're also going to talk about some topics, Scott, that have been circulating here around the area this past week, and one of them is assistant football and basketball coach at West Fargo High School, Jim Jonas, being relieved from his duties. And it's created a little bit of a firestorm over there in West Fargo. We're going to talk a little bit about that and the role the coaches play in the lives of our kids.
That'll be interesting. And do we know anything about why he was released? I mean, you know, there was a sit-in. The students are really behind him. This has been quite an ordeal. I mean, is anybody saying anything to give us enough indication of why this decision was made, Steve?
Yeah, most of what's happened, Scott, is protected under privacy rules, and the district really is not saying much as far as what led to the dismissal. And really with coaches, they really do operate on a year-to-year contract, so it's not as though coaches, especially assistant coaches, will sign a five-year deal and make it relieved of duties after, you know, three of 5 years. It's really just a year-to-year thing, and so the district says we've just chosen not to renew that contract. But what we've been able to really find out anecdotally from the community is that he was a coach that was very passionate about what he did, was maybe a little aggressive in some of his tactics, and that was taken wrong by some people. And I think really it comes down to a bigger discussion, Scott, of what do we expect our coaches to look and act like. And certainly there have been times along the way I think that Jim would say that he was maybe a little too aggressive, a little too boisterous in some of his teaching methods. But as you and I would probably say, back in the day when we were growing up and playing sports, we had a lot of coaches that were doing things back then that were probably borderline abusive, but that was just part of the process, and it was part of growing up, and you just kind of dealt with it and you moved on. It's just a different day and age, and I think maybe some of those things that were easily tolerated by everybody 15, 20 years ago maybe aren't so much anymore.
Yeah, I mean, at one, you know, it's a fine line, obviously, because I think the idea of character building and you know, toughening up the metal a little bit is a good life skill set that will last. But obviously, you don't want a line crossed. So, and every parent's going to come at that a little bit differently. So that'll be fascinating to hear that discussion as well. One other coach we should briefly talk about, Chris Musman, the head coach of the University of North Dakota football team, released after a 3-8 season, despite a 3-year contract being agreed to last year. So he. He's on easy street for a while looking for a new job, but I loved his tweet that he sent out right after. Don't cry, you know, because it's over. Smile because it happened. So
yeah.
Maybe that's easier when you get a $175,000 goodbye present. I don't know. But no surprise really there given the fact the team has just not performed that well, was there?
Yeah, and Scott, Chris is a good guy, and I know that you know him. I do a little bit as well. He's a good guy. He's a good football coach. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. And when you have your first head coaching job, you build a program the way you think it needs to be built. And the first time you do anything significant in life, you're not going to be perfect at it. So I think Chris has got a bright future ahead of him. He's going to land on his feet. And like you said, he's got a couple bucks in his pocket as he walks out the door.
All right, folks, listening to AM 1100 The Flag. Tune it in tomorrow, Saturday morning sports talk. Greatest Saturday morning sports talk. There is just a fun way to spend Saturday morning, 9 to 11 a.m. with Steve Hallstrom, Dustin Moore, and our entire crew. Crank it on a Saturday morning for you. We'll look forward to it. Thanks, Steve. It is the one and only Steve Hallstrom's Steve Sports Saturday. You want to tune in from 9 until 11. You'll enjoy it. Great time. And, you know, that situation in West Fargo is going to be an interesting one from the standpoint of just, you know, what do parents want in coaches? What do you want in a coach? I mean, you want a coach who just sort of, you know, bit of a wallflower, you know, and or do you want someone that just gets in your kids' face to motivate them to do their best? Every parent probably answers that differently, as I said, but it's a fascinating discussion, and it sounds like the situation with this coach in West Fargo is just a case of being a little too aggressive and pushing the kids, and that sometimes can backfire as it has for him. 10 degrees right now, mostly cloudy skies out in the oil patch. At the KTGO studios as we speak at this very moment on South University in Fargo at AM 1100, The Flag, mostly cloudy, 12 degrees, heading for 23 degrees today. And there will be, after 11, a slight chance of some snow showers that will continue throughout the day. 30% chance till noon. Afternoon, 40% chance. And that'll go into the evening hours as well. But tomorrow, sunny and after an overnight low of 4 below, it'll be 16 tomorrow. Sunday, 37 and cloudy. Monday, 36 and partly sunny. And as we mentioned earlier on the patch, 10 right now, but an overnight low of 15. And there will be some snow showers throughout the day, 30% chance through the year, you know, early afternoon hours. Then the sun will break out, and we're done with the snow, but it'll be chilly tonight, 15 below tomorrow, 19 with partly sunny skies. Then Sunday warming up a bit, 32 and cloudy, 30 and cloudy on Monday. And a little trip around the region again, Fargo 12, Minot 12, under cloudy skies right now. Tioga and Stanley both at 10 degrees, Minot cloudy and 12 degrees at this hour as well. And Grand Forks, no showers, 18 degrees. More of What's on Your Mind and your call is straight ahead. Don't touch that dial.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.